This dude shows love and then gets mad about it. Traffic Light is in the mix.
Big shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com, home to the unsigned artist. Today's special guest is Chris Santos out of Queensland, Australia. So I know, if I correct me if I'm wrong, and trust me, she's going to do it, but it's like lunchtime, right?
That's correct. It's midday. It's quarter past.
Quarter past 12 something, and I am ready to go to bed. No, I'm just playing. So this is the second time that you're here on QSJ Radio. The first time we talked about was we were kind of 1 year into the pandemic. There was a lot of things going on, a lot of things that stopped. We talked about so many things, where we're going to definitely try to play catch up. But before we get into the recent things that are going on, can you please reintroduce yourself to everybody? And of course, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Well, my name is, thank you. My name is Chris Santos. I live in Queensland, Australia. And I'm doing a few things. I'm a mom, you know, two twin boys, now 18. And I have a few business. I have an online store. I am a writer. I also have a blog, and I'm in real estate, prestige real estate here on the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia.
So when we first talked, we were talking about a book that you were writing, and earlier today you said something about you're trying to make it into a movie, right? You're trying to get the right people to take it and run with it. My question is, because, you know, it's almost of a non-modest question. Why do you want your book to be a movie?
Yes. Yes. Wow. That's a great question. Because this book I wrote a few years ago and took me years. It is inspired by true stories. I lost three people to drugs and alcohol addiction. I wrote the book. It is fiction. It's just inspired. That is fiction, and that is the core of the story. It's based, or it's inspired by true story. Part two is, that's part one and part two in one book, called One Way Trip by Chris A. Santos. Part two is the part that I'm most interested in turning into a movie. Why? Because we are living in, there is addiction everywhere. It's a global illness, if it makes sense. It's not just here or where I'm from Brazil.
Yeah.
No, it's everywhere. And it's a cause very close to my heart. And do I want to shine light on this topic? Yes, I think young kids it's for all ages, you know, but I see, in this town where I live, I see young people drugged and not themselves. And I see the problem getting bigger and bigger, and it's huge everywhere. I don't know if we are talking about enough or if you're doing enough. And that's why I want, you know, called One Way Trip for a reason. In story two, it was no return. Very beautiful story. It's the love of two brothers, and the older brother feel very guilty because his younger brother, the love of his life, died in his lap. And it wasn't his fault, but he felt like was, and he wanted to join him. He got in fights, and in this story, there is a friendship of a girl who tries to get him out and save him. But it's almost impossible. And because when one person doesn't want, doesn't matter if the world wants, and we can try. But this love and this friendship is so strong that even it continues after life, if it makes sense. It's an incredible story. And I do want to shine light. I want a movie, absolutely. I think it would be a great movie, because when I wrote thinking, I saw the whole story on a big screen. There's a lot of dialogues in this book because I saw, I just pictured the conversations and the stories just playing, was completely playing in my head. And I think I can get a bigger, a larger audience turning a story. This is a self-published book, so I'm open for republished with a publisher to get more visibility and calling, you know, asking for any producer who is interested in a genuine story, something different, something new, to reach out to directors. And I do, I have always wanted this to turn into a movie. So that's one goal.
So the next goal right now, because you obviously have so many and you accomplish so much and it just cannot stop. I don't understand. You just keep doing your thing, is to get this movie. So we're looking for, directors and any producers, executive producer of anything. If you guys are listening and you know people, definitely want to hit us up. So the timeline of this, right? This is you know, you got to go out there, you got to find actors, you got to get a scene, you got to do a whole bunch of things. I mean, I'm not sure. Are you probably going to even star in it? Maybe. I don't know.
Nope.
Just night, no. So you do everything but act. Let's get serious, right?
I'll be behind. I'll be helping. I'll be, because I picture, I have that in my head, the idea. And it's, although the book, it's really, if you, when you read it, it's clear. There are, it's a lot. It's full of actions and full of it happening all the time. There's something happening. Yeah. So I'll probably, my vision, if I can have an input, I'll be behind this, because I have to put an input on the vision that I have. But no, I don't think about acting. No, nothing. I'm good.
I'm good.
So, but you never know. I don't think so, but you know. Oh, God.
You know, imagine if it, I think somebody's going to try to do it. It's just a matter of time, you know.
Yeah,
do
I hope so. Much. Yeah.
So this prestige real estate, this is new real estate. This is very... I mean, we call it bougie here, where it's like the expensive people. Is this a new, venture? Is it almost the same? Is it easier? Because I feel like, you know, when you're dealing with more money, that it gets a little political, if that makes sense.
Yes. Well, it's definitely not easy. I did a course. I did a full license, which is a broker in America, and auctioneer. We are big here in auctions. So I did the whole study. Getting into, there are a lot of laws behind the legislations that we have to know. It's not easy to start. But I am with an agency called Crasto Properties. And we are going after and helping buyers and sellers at the moment, which is exciting. Going meeting and, you know, it's step by step. The market here is really, really good, really hot at the moment. Even with the interest rates high, there's a problem with rentals. The rentals are too high, so people are still buying. We are going to have the Olympic Games in Queensland in 10 years, 9 years. And so that's causing a lot of movement in the real estate market. A lot of people investing here. We had a huge amount of people moving to Queensland during COVID, because this is a warm climate. We hardly have lockdowns. We coped and managed that situation really, really well. So a lot of people moved here because of that, and a lot going on, a lot of buildings going up. With all the population growing so fast, we need to build more homes as well and accommodate everyone. So that's what's happening. It's happening a lot. It's a great place, the Gold Coast, to live, with beautiful canals. There are more canals here than there is in Venice, but it's man-made canals. Beautiful, beautiful beaches, sunshine. It's warm pretty much all year round. We do have a very mild winter, which is great. But that's what's happening here. Yes. And I am here to look after my clients, my sellers, my buyers. And when I am behind something and behind someone, I'll do what it takes to serve them well and to service them well.
Big shout out to everybody listening. If you guys are just tuning in, we were talking with Chris Santos out of Queensland, Australia. Explain to me something, because, you know, I know some people in Australia, but we're like gamers. So we get into like, you know, how's the weather? Are kangaroos real? We don't get into a lot of things. Can you tell me why? Because now, believe it or not, I know some realtors. I don't know brokers, you usually know the area, right? And you coming from Brazil and you go all the way to Australia and you basically involve yourself in Queensland. Why is it called the Gold Coast?
Wow, I think it's the sun. It's called the sunshine state. It's the warm state. It's the sunshine. We have these gold sunsets. I believe that's, that's a good question, but I believe that's why it's absolutely beautiful. And yes, the kangaroos are really real. They come to my house, backyard. You see them everywhere. I've seen them on the highway. They jumped once. And
oh, my.
It was almost disastrous. I live in the mountains, so there is Gold Coast. You got all these beaches, but surrounding, we got the scenic ring, which are the mountains. That's where I live, which is 1 hour from Surfers Paradise, which is the main beach, the most popular beach on the coast, I suppose, where the tourists really go. But yes, now the kangaroos are, they are everywhere, pretty much. They're very cool. Yes, so I love them. Yes, but I've been on the coast. Look, I am from Brazil, but I've been living in Australia for 22 years. So it's been a long time. This is home, definitely home. The coast is the place I chose. It's home. It's where I, at this point, I'm not going to say I'm not going to, never going to leave, but I've been here on the coast, maybe 12 years. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been there for 22, and you know that. I can totally understand that. I left New York to another part of the United States. It's not as dramatic change as country, because I'm still seeing the same currency. I'm still seeing familiar restaurants, franchises, and things like that. But the adjustment is so different. Do you go back to visit family, or is it like you're really in Australia and don't go anywhere?
Yes. Yeah, so that's the thing. I moved from Brazil 24 years ago to England. So I never planned Australia. I always, as a kid, I dreamed about going to a place. I always want to leave. I wanted to leave from a very early age. I want to learn languages, which I am. I'm a linguist, and I wanted to learn and see the world. I used to dream, and I never had money to do so. When as a kid, was not easy, no money to do anything, but I found ways and I took opportunities. So I ended up in England, came to Australia, got married to my in England to an Australian with my ex-husband, and he wanted to come home. I ended up here. I think the hardest part is the first 6 months. After that, you are just better. Family, come and visit. I have traveled the world. I do avoid Brazil. I think Brazil, the longer you stay out, it's a beautiful country, but there are problems and, you know, can be unsafe in certain areas. So I avoid it because of what the boys, I prefer if the family comes. I wanted to see a change in the country, but I don't think I'll see the change I want to see during my life. So I decided to live for a better future for myself and my children and end up in Australia. I am very grateful and blessed to be here. It's a wonderful country. Being kids have a great lifestyle and it's safe.
You know, I know that we didn't get too personal in our last conversation. Yeah. It was very business, but you're my peoples now. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to ask these questions. So, the very image that you have is that you've done this a lot by yourself, right? Mm-hmm. There's support, but it's not there, right? Like, it's not seen by people. And one of the many things that I've also seen is there is so much, basically, women of empowerment and entrepreneurship that, like, surround you and they want to get these conversations. Was it always alone, or, you know, is it like you try to keep both lives separate?
Sorry. So let me just understand. So it's always alone to do what I do.
So okay. Let me just get some words in here. The relationships, because it seems as if you were doing this as a single mother for a very long time. You know, that's where it has that been like. What has been going on?
Okay. Yes. So I, look, I have always, as a single mom, I'm on top of everything. And then before, I've been single as a single mom now for 7, 8 years. I don't say any, but even before, when it comes to my children, I was the main person there. Ex-husband travel, in and like flying, fly out and different cities. But my children, I was the person there. My kids had a severe learning difficulties, and that's why I did my master degree in linguistics, so I could help them throughout the whole school, kept them in mainstream school. And with that, I wanted a career. Did things. I wanted to have my own business because it's easier to look after and have your own terms, your own hours. And I start looking. Since I got pregnant, I said I wanted a business. I wanted a business. I didn't know what was the reason for that, because I knew. And the challenges came. You know, the challenges were huge. So with the kids, they had difficult learning difficulties, health, mental health, and I was there and I am there. My son is still doing treatments for mental health. And that's why I needed to do everything on my terms, in my hours, because as a human being, as a woman, as a mom, as a professional, it's almost impossible to do everything. I feel it's a lot on the plate. And kids come with challenges that are challenges that we faced all the time. You know, I still very available to them, and I will continue to be available until they are really on their standing on their own feet and completely independent. But
I don't think that's gonna happen. You're like so You're so involved in their life. Let me tell you, it is, it's a mess. Go ahead.
It will happen. It's a matter of, I tell them, you need to be, push them to become their work, and they're doing apprenticeship. They finish high school. They're working really hard. I can see the men they are becoming, and they are, I'm very proud of both of them. And I know they are there planning things, and they will be, and they are already becoming, but I'm there. I'm a mom that will always be there. I'm a mom that they're not going to be alone. Never, ever. They're not going to fight anything by themselves. They are not going to be, when they have problem, they come. It's, you know, I'm there. So, and that's important. And that's why I do business and all that, because I can be available and I can be there for them anytime they need. And it's a lot. Look, I'm not going to say it's not easy. I work 7 days nonstop, not one day off.
Look, I don't think you work 7 days. I think you work 8 days.
Like, I wish it was 48 hours. And I could do more because I need to do more. I'm behind stuff sometimes. So that's how it goes. That's how I do. Yeah. So my kids, but saying business alone in this, I do everything, but I do have the connections like you, the collaborations of wonderful people on social media, on podcasts, and these people, we help one another. And I think you can never do anything alone. You can never achieve anything by yourself. That's impossible. You do things. I'm doing everything, but without a word, without the support, without, there is no way. How can you get anywhere? In that sense, I am very grateful for people like you, for friends like you in my group, in my social media that I treat like friends and family. And I'm very, very grateful. At the moment, I have very little time to be on social media, but every time I can, I try to be and reply to my message.
Yes, you are working, so it's okay. You know, people that have too much time on social media do everything on social media except content create. And it's kind of like, oh, my God, you're just in there talking crap. But big shout out to that. Shout out to you. I know the life of a single mom. I'm not a single mom. I do have a house that I never thought I would have, which is a two-parent home. And of course, I had my younger days, so there was a lot of relationships that failed. But I think I found one, finally. And everybody seems to be working out. Cross your fingers. And then, but... You know, one of the I wanted to bring up the children because if you guys didn't hear, Chris has twin boys. They're about to be 18 or 18.
They're 18 now.
Okay, so they're pretty boys. Let's get that serious, right? The little handsome guys, right? And one of them I saw was on a commercial or he was interviewed. He was something. He was doing some apprenticeship or something like that.
Yes, the apprenticeship. Yes.
Yeah, that was.
Yes, it was. It's true. We have a horse racing. He is called the Tough Club. And he works there. When he started, he was the first one to be hired as an apprentice. So there was a lot of media on
wow.
it. And yes, that's why he was. Yes, he was on the Facebook, and yes, I'm very proud of both of them. Look, I have to say, you know, my kids, when they were finishing high school, I was told, your children can only be two things in life. And I said, no, they're going to be whatever they want to be. And they said, don't even try to take them to a trade college or to a course. Don't try to, they're not going to pass a test. I'm like, well, they are going to try. Nobody can ever pass everything in life. If they don't pass, they don't pass. So I came home and I said, listen, you're going to go to do a test to get into the school. You need to work as much harder, three times harder than everyone else if you want to get in there. And I said, if you don't pass, you don't pass. But you're going to try. You're going to try everything you want to do. And they passed. They just passed, but they passed with all the difficulties that we had. That was health issues.
No one ever asks for the grades. If they pass, they pass. That's it.
They passed. Yes. And I'm like, well done. So now they picked what they want to do. And they still, one now is going to probably start studying fitness. And you know, they can never allow anyone to put limits on anyone, especially my children. There are no limits, and the limit is in their head, and they can do, if they put the work, they can do. And they did. And I am very proud of them for the achievement they have so far. They're very, very proud of them as mom. Yeah.
That's amazing. Big shout out to everybody listening. Former model, lover of arts. I still think she models. Let's get serious. Sometimes the light is right and you're just like, I'm going to take a video right now. I know it. Master degree in linguistics. Right now she is selling a lot of prestigious homes in the Gold Coast over there in Queensland, Australia. As we mentioned before, a mother of two. And I wanted to mention that because I was like, oh man, those kids are about to be famous. It's going to be crazy. You've been doing the thing. Magazine is out. A blog is out, travel and lifestyle blog. That's how we connected. We connected on another platform, and we and we stood cool from then on. Originally from Brazil, for those who are asking, because they're trying to figure out the accent. I was like, a little bit of Portuguese, a little bit of English, and then a little bit of kangaroo. There you go. So personal styling, digital art, online fashion, is that a pastime or is that something that you're still doing?
Oh, yes. LunaBlueGirl.com is still going strong. I actually launched in Luna Blue Girl a brand on makeup and beauty, like moisturizers and all that, absolutely made in Canada. And full of good, full of oils and vitamins, vegan, some products are vegan, some, cruelty free, like very, very, very good stuff.
Are you vegan?
Go. No, I'm not vegan. I actually love fish. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of meat.
Okay. Can
open this. Yeah. But, I think they know. Oh yeah, Vigo. So I've got things like this is a little like that. So this is the beauty brand. This is a
Luna Blue lipstick. Girl. Yes.
Yeah. So we got a whole brand, and it's really, really good stuff. Yeah. Very happy. So it's on the shop. It's called LunaBlueGirl.com. It's online. That is, and also there. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. If you guys need makeup, LunaBlueGirl.com.
And also. Yeah, and also moisturizers and good stuff for the skin.
So getting into makeup, I know that's a forever thing. It's a forever market. people are gonna want it. Definitely a lot of people have become famous off of it too. What was your landing to makeup? When did you want to start your own brand of?
On the makeup and beauty, when I wanted, but I needed to be something really, really good, cruelty free and all that. I needed to be, in general, everything had to be really good, especially because you're putting on your skin. And I came across the lab in Canada. And all the oils and how they make, and it's sustainable, you know, and you can keep the containers and filling, for example, with the shadows. So everything, and I thought, oh, this lab, yeah, that's when I came across them. That's when I decided, because I saw this is really good. I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't really, really good. That's when I wanted to get into the beauty industry, but I needed the right product. And I waited when I saw, I'm like, this is the one, this is it. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's got everything, vitamins, oils, and it's so much good in that. Even the makeup is good for your skin. It's unbelievable. It's incredible.
I don't wear makeup. I wouldn't know. I know.
You don't need it.
I don't need it all. Thank you so much. You know what I mean? No, I tried.
I need
water. I need water in my life. Big shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com. Chris Santos is talking to us. So we're just playing catch up now because we're talking about her book that she wants to try to develop into a film. And I think that she's going to. I think it's going to happen. This is how I think that you think. All right. I think that once you like figure it out or not even try to figure it out, there's not a blueprint. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go do that. And then all of a sudden it's like 2 or 3 months later, you see it happening. It's like, you like 2 or 3 months, like we're going to, it's like, it's like, yo, Dave, we got it. I gotta catch you up. And I'm like, bro, like, relax. You know, but I don't want to tell you to relax. It's all motivation at the end of the world. So it's Women's World, Women's Month. And
Women's Day
today, right over there?
Yes. Congratulations to all the amazing women around the world.
And you have been honored in so many different ways. I think one of the articles of last year when Women Inspire, I believe the magazine is out of Canada. Yeah.
Yes. She's lovely. Yes. Amazing.
You was a featured person there. It is crazy. These accolades are, is there something that like, you just like, man, because you get invited everywhere. I saw one time you was like chilling at a yacht. I'm like, yo, this, what are we doing at a yacht? We're supposed to like, what are we doing over there? But anyways, I get it. You know, I get it. It's good food, right? That's what we'll call it. But you're basically, you know, this incredible, example for women. Did you think that all this was going to become all that?
It's nowhere where I want to be yet. It's just a process that I'm going through. I think everyone should do what they want to do, their dreams, their goals. You need to have a goal and you need to go after them because then there is no regret. I keep doing things that I love and I want and I believe and I need to experience life and do everything I want to, because this is what success is to me. It's the everything you want to do, you go and do, no regrets, and experience and do as much as you can and everything you love. This is what success is. If there'll be no regrets, there are no regrets. Even the things that didn't work, you know, great. I learned from it. I need to try. I don't think too much. I do it. And then if works, great. If it's not for me, I am out, because you don't know until you're in it. Like we said before this earlier, you don't know until you start, and you will see if it is for you or not. And I don't see failures. I see experiences. And the only way to know is if you do it. If you think too much, you don't do it. Don't do it.
So let me know about this yacht that you went to. Like, how was the food? It looked super fancy. When I think it's on your Instagram, there was a whole bunch of boats and.
Oh, the boats. You know, this is, there are boats everywhere on the Gold Coast. They are everywhere. Actually, we just had a super yacht here from, Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs? Steve Jobs?
Yeah, he just left. His boat just left. I don't know who was in it. I think his ex-wife or his wife is in it. But we have big boats all the time. I go sometimes with just friends, but not all the time. But it's huge. We got so many canals and the beaches everywhere. So boats here, we get normally there are a lot of houses on the canals and the boat parked right there, the house. I think that's probably, yeah. So that's pretty much the Gold Coast lifestyle. The Gold Coast is full of boat lovers, and a lot of people have boats because it's right on your doorstep. The water is everywhere.
Oh man, you're in the mountains, right? You said you're in the mountains.
Yeah, I'm 1 hour from the beach, like from the Gold Coast. The beach is all right. So I drive up and down.
Big shout out to everybody listening. I see a bunch of people in chat. They're on Facebook and on Twitch, and they're wanting to ask questions. One of them is from Brooklyn, and they want to know, like, you know, you've traveled from Brazil to Australia. What now is your favorite foods?
Foods?
Yeah, foods.
Oh, I love gastronomy. So I eat from Asian, a lot of Asian food. I know I'm in Australia, but I love the sushi. Yeah, like a lot of Asian, but I go back to Brazilian restaurants. We have a Brazilian restaurant. And also, look, I'm not very picky when it comes in. Australian food is also great. The barbecue, you know, the mash, it's very similar probably to the English, food, very similar. We eat a bit of everything, but I think probably what I eat the most is probably definitely Asian food. Love my fish. That's
fine. So it's Asian food. Let's go. I don't know what it is about Asian food.
So,
it is good. It is yummy.
It is fast. You know, it's the best fast food. Like, we have something called sushi train. It goes on a train like this. So you'll be, and you're going pick, 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 and you're done. It's the best fast food.
Listen, let me tell you, I tried sushi one time. One time.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Seattle, right? I was on a trip, and it was a business trip. I did it to impress somebody, okay? So it was, you know, the chopsticks, whatever, and then I put it in them. Let's just say you could tell I didn't like it. You know what I mean? Like, you could tell. It's like, shut up. And then I think there was one that is like crunchy. Like, I don't know if it was fried. It was.
Yeah, they got a lot of fried. Yes, they do.
Yeah, so I'm like,
and they got them raw as well.
Yeah. It was an unsuccessful.
Was it a date?
Try. No. I was trying to get the date, and I did not get the date. I'm like, I got stomach pains. But so. And this comes from a guy. I don't like fish like that, you know.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food, it has to be. Look, I'm a mad American. It has to be a hamburger.
It is
burger and fries. Stop playing. Anybody that says they don't like burger and fries from over here, they probably don't like our country. That's probably it. But pizza second, and then my Spanish food. I like rice and beans. I like a lot of the stews. So, guisado.
Spanish food is.
Yeah, you know that right there.
So you're from Spanish?
Yeah, I'm Hispanic. I'm from Puerto Rico. Yeah.
It speaks Spanish.
Some people say I'm not from Puerto Rico because I haven't been there forever, but, you know, they just hate it. And then. But yeah, I try to also cook the Spanish food in the house because somebody says something in the chat. They were mentioning things. I think they're Googling because there's no way they know about this food. But they said brigadeiro.
Whoa, that is so good. This is a sweet. It's made chocolate and condensed milk and butter.
Ooh.
You cook and you becomes really a little bit harder than this, and you bake a bowl and roll it on chocolate sprinkles, and that's brigadeiro for you. It's really good.
Okay.
It is really good.
I'm gonna have
people
to Google
hungry.
That.
How come? People must be hungry.
I mean, it's late, and you know, United States people do certain things to get themselves hungry. Then, also, they wanted to know, you do all this stuff and you take care of the boys. Are you cooking?
To be honest, no. I cook. I don't cook. I microwave. Let's say that.
Yo, it's fine.
And then someone said, but microwave is cooked. I used to cook a lot.
Microwave is not cooked.
Yeah. if microwave, someone told me microwave is cool, come like across. I'm great at it. I'm really good.
I'm
at
really
it. It comes up. Do you know why? The reason for that, I get home late. I pick up the boys. The boys finish 4 or 5, and then someone, they have gym, and one is trying to become a boxer. And then I get home 9 p.m. That is no way that I'm gonna cook. It's 1 hour down, 1 hour up. I get here by 9. By the time you cook it, clean and wash. No, I'm out of the house 7 days. They are out of the house 7 days. That's why we try to. No, lately I haven't. And there are some people, yeah, they there's some like the microwaves, but also the foods that people make, and you can just get it and take it home. It's easy.
Yeah,
and it's
fine.
It's healthy and it's really good.
It's a lifestyle. Some, you know, it's a lifestyle.
It's just the time. I used to cook so much. That's the reason I also stopped. Then I start cooking and the kids like, I don't want this. I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't, I'm like, I'm done. I'm not cooking anymore. You pick 41. You pick 41. Because I count 3-4 dishes and now I gave up. They like it. They're very particular. No, I tried even making sushi. No, not the same. Okay. We're good. We are going to buy. We are going to eat and no complaints. You pick 41 and it'll be easier.
Big shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com, home of the unsigned artist. We're talking to Chris Santos. We're talking food. So I hopefully you ate lunch because I know it's lunchtime over there. And I'm probably going to have a snack after this, you know, and think it's something. And we're talking about her book. It's still available, right?
Yes, online. If you type One Way Trip by Chris A. Santos, will be everywhere. It's still available. It's online. Google, everywhere.
And Chris is always busy. I'm going to tell you guys. On podcasts all the time. Getting featured on people's blogs, on different magazines. And it's just work. And of course, some of it, and this is where I want to push it towards what we do here at QSJ Radio. Sometimes you're pushing the agenda. You want to be on somebody's show. You have to make the decision to contact them. It's not always them contacting you, right? 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 Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. I just want to make people understand that, because you're all over the place. You are in control of so many situations, so many businesses. But at the same time, it's like if you're really trying to get an outreach, you can't wait for people. You have to go. You got to go to the media. You have to go, because you're being featured all over the place. India for the Decaf show. That was something crazy. I was like, wow, that was like right after me. So I was like, oh my God, I can't do it, right? And then I think back to the USA, you had the Misfit Nation podcast. Incredible, incredible people there. Impact Radio.
Yes.
I'm just juggling this because I know the time difference has got to be messing with you, right? Like, do you really have the time to deal with these people's schedules? Because it's like, oh my God, like, am I going to give myself 5 to 10 minutes to do all these podcasts? That's crazy.
Yes. Now it's not too bad. I think the earliest like 6 a.m. and then it's in the middle of the day and then it's like 8 p.m., 7 p.m. It hasn't been like 3 a.m. Those I'm like, I can't.
No.
So it's fine. It's fine. I was doing a lot more a year or two ago. I had the break just to get life going. Now I'm back. And you know, if I see opportunities, I will jump in. A lot of the time, they do contact me. That's why I slowed down a little. I haven't been contacting people So I'm waiting. But when I saw about you opening a space, I said, oh, we should talk again. It's been some time. I said, and then said, okay, and that's great. So, but yeah, I slowed down. I'm trying to get back on track now. And yeah.
Totally understand. Totally understand. We are in the same boat because,
yes,
man, you know, sometimes it is just too much. And if you're by yourself, you know, it's good. It's cool to have a supporter here, a supporter there. But when it's like everything is on you, it is so much. And a lot of people don't get that because they just want to stop. And then when they just want to stop, they don't understand that that takes a very big toll on somebody that just knows how to work. It takes everything out of it. Am I doing this right? Am I here? Am I there? You know, sometimes I'm just looking at situations and I'm like, I was left alone in situations. Mm-hmm. I was left alone and I'm sitting there like, and it's crazy because then there are going to be people that hear that and they're like, I've always been right here. I'm like, yeah, but it's not the same when the whole reason we're doing this thing, you're not the reason I'm doing this thing. I'm doing this thing for other reasons that you can help me with, you can be there, but you're not it. Like, you're not that person. So it's though you still have friends and family, you always feel that aloneness, and it's like, I gotta stop. I gotta see what the hell's going on. What am I doing? Am I doing too much? Am I doing too little? Start comparing yourself to other people. And it's like, all right, I'm not going to do sushi. I'm not going to do sushi, but I'm going to go and relax. So, yeah. And, I bring this up because now you're full throttle and I already know that you're full throttle. I already saw that you were on 4 shows this month or something. And I'm like, oh my God, Chris is back. Like, is he going in? And we're looking for directors, TV producers, anybody that wants to see or change this book into something that is cinematic. And we'll definitely be on the lookout for you on there. I don't have any Australian connections.
It doesn't have to be Australian. It can be anywhere in the world.
Oh, they're getting ready to travel. The kids are almost out of the house. So we want it, we're going to help. We're going to try to help and definitely see that. There's things that I really want to hear from you, and not only because of, you know, it's Women's Day, and most of my chat is our women. They are incredible people. They're also incredible pain in the asses. So you got to add that part because, hey, and they all have their own kind of situation going on, but I always see the strength in them. But when you're doing your travels and you're doing your jobs, there's always somebody new, right? And there's always somebody new that you feel like, I got to watch her back. I got to make sure that I protect them. What are some of the advice that you give young women as they proceed and even if they're middle age or even older, because sometimes they start things late or have a certain situation. What kind of advice do you give them? Because I see that you're on panels and a whole bunch of other stuff. Everybody's inviting you everywhere. And it has to be that one thing. Like, what do you do to, or what do you say to women and tell them, this is how you keep what you're trying to get?
I think, like I said, don't think, don't plan, start, go after your dreams. No, but don't listen, avoid all the negativity, you need to eliminate the noise around you and focus. A lot of people around you say you want to succeed, you want you to do, but they are saying that, but they are doing the opposite, pushing you down, telling you that you're not good enough or you're not this enough. And that keeps you down, keeps you feeling already a failure before you even try. Don't do that. Don't listen. And that's very important to stop the noise and focus. Do what you want. It's your life. Take control. Go for it. It is not easy, always, not always easy, but it's important not to have the noise around. You know, it's really important to have real support. People who tell you you can do, you're amazing, without putting you down, without telling you, are you good at this, but you're not good at that, or you're good at this, but you're not this, and this, because this I've seen, it happened to me, and that that is not allowed, and you cannot allow. The moment that I said enough, that's when I don't care what people think. I don't care if I'm going to become the most successful or not. I'm doing what I love. I'm doing what I want. It's my life. Need to be taken control of. This is one. That's the beginning. Without that, and if you have real support, keep that very close to you, but make sure you understand what real support is. Not people who say, I support you, but put you down. These are not real support. This is people that are not supporting you. So you need to really make sure the noise is gone.
Big shout out to everybody listening. Chris Santos, everyone. Thank you so much for coming on here and talking to us again.
The door is always open. Definitely. Like, that is, I was like, oh, snap, pussy coming up. I was hype.
I was like, oh, snap, we about to go in. If you guys didn't know, LunaBlueGirl.com for the makeup. ChrisSantosStyling.com.au for the styling part.
You'll find that on the shop lunabluegirl.com now. Yeah.
Okay. And photosbychris.com.au and on Instagram, which for some reason there's 30 Instagrams you got, but the one that you are on is Photos by Chris. If you guys,
oh, it changed. Sorry, it changed to Chris Santos _
That's what I'm talking about. There's 30 Instagrams over there.
Chris Santos. No, that's okay. So it used to be, I changed it because I said it's not just photos. You started with photos, but then became something everywhere, doing other things. I put Chris Santos _ lifestyle.
Okay. And no worries. Just look up Chris Santos. You'll see the beautiful Chris right there, chilling. Oh, and definitely, if you want, anytime that you're posting like these homes, like just tag me. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just tag me, you know? I keep telling people all day, tag
I'm going to
your
tag
people.
You more now. That's good to know. Not everyone likes to be tagged, but it is good to know that you want to. So I'll definitely do, because some people, if you tag, they go, nah, don't, you know, but if you want to, absolutely.
Yeah, just tag me. I don't know why people don't want to get tagged. Like, you know, like there's a reason that we're friends, and there's things that I'm doing that I want you to know about. But you know, it's just like, come on. And then there's people that don't tag the people they're talking crap about, right? And I'm like, yo, like, if you're not tagging them, don't say anything about them, because they don't know, right? They don't know, but they don't listen. I'm gonna say that every show, I swear.
And feel free to tag. When you tag me, then I know you want more to expose, more exposure on a topic, then happy to share, happy to let everyone know.
Yes, definitely. We're going to do that. We're definitely going to do that.
Let's do that.
Yes,
let's collaborate.
Collaborate. Yo, we family. That's my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not
that
my cousin.
That is true.
Chris, thank you so much for coming back on QSJ Radio. We'll definitely talk soon.
We'll talk soon. Thank you so much. Big thank you. And have a great day, everyone, and all to the women there. Happy Women's Day.
Yeah, happy Women's Day. We'll talk soon.